Pope Francis will be setting off for Rio de Janeiro on Monday to take part in the 28th World Youth Day. Ann Schneibel reports.
With World Youth Day just around the corner, hundreds of thousands of young people from around the world have already arrived in the Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro. The Holy Father himself is due to arrive in Brazil on Monday to preside over the main events, beginning what will be his first apostolic journey since his election to the papacy. Millions of young people have celebrated World Youth Day since it was initiated by Blessed John Paul II in 1985, and for many of them, it has been a life-changing experience. Helen Wagner is one of the directors of the Emmanuel School of Mission in Rome. Speaking with Vatican Radio, she shared her own experience attending World Youth Day and the impact it has had on many young people.
Probably the most significant moment for me was in the year 2000. It was my first World Youth Day. I remember one particular moment at Tor Vergata. It was just after the Mass with the Holy Father, so already it had been a wonderful occasion just to spend time with Pope John Paul II. But I remember looking around at the crowds and thinking, I'm not alone. I have people from all over the world who share the same beliefs and faith with me. And I was really struck at that moment because up until then, I had felt very isolated in my faith. My friends didn't share my values. So looking around, I couldn't see the end of the crowds. And for me, I thought the church is alive and it's young and I'm not alone. I think it really helps people to have conviction in their own faith and also to have the courage to proclaim that faith to others, because when they see that there are so many young people from around the world who also highly value the faith and the Catholic Church and the importance of the Pope, that it gives them courage to say, yes, I'm Catholic and I want the world to know about it.
Around 320,000 people have registered to take part in this year's World Youth Day. I'm Ann Schneibel.